At least 17 people have been killed and dozens more injured in Iraq as a string of suicide attacks marred the first day of voting in parliamentary elections. The early voting involves hundreds of thousands of government employees, the sick and prisoners. Tomorrow it will be the turn of Iraqis living abroad. The outcome of the election, Iraq's second national vote for a full four-year parliament since the 2003 US-led invasion, will test stability in a divided country as US troops prepare to depart. Monsignor Philip Najim is the apostolic procurator for Chaldean Catholics to the Holy See. He says that Iraqis inside and outside the country hope the election will bring unity and help ensure that the rights of Christians and other minorities will be protected.
The election is a very important fundamental right for every citizen in Iraq to participate because they are electing their own future, they are building their own future. And with this, we are going to build also the stability of the government and the stability of the state. The unity will create another hope. The Chaldean outside the country, specifically in Europe, they are hundreds of thousands, and they are going definitely to participate also at the election outside of Iraq because the committee for the election also, they provided so many places in different countries to give the opportunity to the Iraqi people living in diaspora to be part of the election. We want the international community to give every effort and contribution to build the peace and justice inside the country and the right of these Christian people, of these minorities to be protected and to be respected also.